Once a month, the 3800 block of Euclid holds its official meeting. The group was once robust, but through death, relocation, and apathy, it's down to just two members, Ida Dockery and Florence Hayden. At 81 and 86, respectively, they're feisty, articulate, and as clear-thinking as their lawns are green. They represent one of the many efforts leading to a thriving renaissance in Ivanhoe. Ms. Hayden says their meetings always open in the same way.
We open my meeting up with prayer and scripture, every meeting we have. And then we go from there in the chairman's hand.
That would be Ms. Dockery. She comes to each meeting armed with a thick, loose-leaf binder full of old minutes, newsletters, and a typed agenda.
Florence Hayden would read the minutes of the last meeting, and then we give a treasury report of the money that we said we had, and then we have a special event. And on this one, for April the 19th, 2014, we learned that Mrs. Lois Wood had passed, and we sent a sympathy card to the family. Mm-hmm. Next was our little dues, which was $2 a person.
At one time, the dues were $1. They collected from a larger group, and they had garage sales, where neighbors even sold chicken and fish dinners. They'd use the funds to enclose a $5 bill in sympathy cards or give a holiday basket to a needy family on the block. They sponsored a program that paid kids for good grades. A report card with all A's, for example, earned $20. And Ms. Hayden says back then, they had help from residents, keeping the neighborhood clean.
Back then, it was about five or six of us. But after they passed away, Now we have the problem, the store down here, they buy whatever they're going to buy, and by the time they get to my corner and Ms. Dockery, they drop in the trash. We pick it up.
This kind of commitment has made the ladies role models in the community, so much so that their names will be on some of the new homes going up soon in the neighborhood. The women have been around long enough to remember before Highway 71 bisected the area, before crime and drugs were bigger problems than bottles and bags. They can recall the many businesses and families along Paseo and Prospect that made Ivanhoe prosperous. In the spirit of that legacy and in the excitement of the current revitalization in Ivanhoe, Ida Dockery and Florence Hayden look out for one another so they may carry on with their work. And the end of each meeting reflects that sentiment.
You want me to say it, Ms. Dockery?
Yeah.
When she gets there, well, our time is up. We close it. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we close it.
Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.
Then she'll have some peanut butter snack. At first, we was having some
real food,
chicken. But
peanuts and chips of some kind to eat.
If I feel up to it, I make her some spaghetti, something like that.